This month's share is being sponsored by Mindy Henry Olinsky in memory of Chaim Abba ben Yosef Yudazal and in honor of the engagement of his daughter Aliza to Doria Zarek. Since this year is a unique situation of Yom Kippur Shachalias B'Shabbos, I want to speak about a very special Shabbat that comes up this year, and that's the issue of Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shachalias B'Shabbos. So really there's two parts of the Shaila. There's a Shaila that hopefully is relevant for most of us, and that's the Shaila of a person who is going to be able to fast, a person who's healthy and be able to fast on Yom Kippur. So how does the mitzvah of Kiddush relate to them on Yom Kippur Shachalias B'Shabbos? And then the unique Shaila for the individual who's the chola, the person who's the chola sheyesh basakana, of course, halacha requires of them to eat on Yom Kippur. So how do they fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Perhaps they fulfill it in a slightly different way than anybody else. So really, to understand this sugya properly, we have to take a little bit of a step back and understand a little bit about the mitzvah of Kiddush in general, forgetting about the situation of Yom Kippur, just a regular plain old Friday night, not plain old, simple poshut Friday night. What's the halacha of Kiddush? So comes the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Adaf Kuvavam and Aleph, and the first of the Maimakomos, and tells us Tanur Rabbanon, Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekacho Zechira LaYayin. It's a mitzvah in the Torah of Zechira Shabbos, and this mitzvah has to be performed specifically al Yayin. So it's clear from the Gemara that the basic mitzvah of Kiddush is min haTorah. The Gemara Darshan quotes the pasuk. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chav says explicitly that the basic mitzvah of Kiddush is min haTorah. However, what's not clear from this Gemara is whether this addition that Chazal says Zechira LaYayin, the fact that the mitzvah of Kiddush has to take place in the context of a cup of wine, did Chazal mean this is also min haTorah? Or maybe one can argue that there are two parts of Kiddush. That maybe Kiddush min haTorah, since the Chumash doesn't really say the word Yayin, the Torah just says Zochar, and Zochar means to remember. It doesn't mean just to remember in one's mind. Zochar in the Halacha always means to speak about. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah by Zechiras HaMolech that Zochar lo Sishkach. So it already says lo Sishkach, so we already know you're not allowed to forget about a Molech. So what's the significance of saying Zohar? Zohar comes to teach me that you have to be shown of a pen. You have to actually say it verbally. So it's usually assumed that that din that the Gemara learns out in Megillah from Zechiras HaMolech, that Zohar always means a pen. So that's not only true by HaMolech, it's true by all the Zechiras. By Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it has to be a pen. By Zechiras Shabbos, it has to be a pen. But the fact that there's a mitzvah in the Torah of being Zochus a Shabbos repel, declaring some oral declaration that it's Kiddush Shabbos, so it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash anything about Yayin. So it's this issue that led the Rishonim to have a basic machlokes about what is Kiddush on the level of the Araisa. So comes Tosfos on that Sugin of Kuvavam and Aleph, and Tosfos says, the Nira, the Kiddush ala Yayin asmachtahi. That institution of Kiddush, Davka, of a cup of wine, where we know Kiddush today, so that additional aspect of Yayin is only Midrabana, and that's not really what the Chumash means. So how the Amar B'mishamei, so that Gemara Maseches Brachos that says, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah, that women are obligated in Kiddush Mid Araisa, so the Gemara uses the phrase Dvar Torah, so it comes to us and says, Hayu Davka Kiddush Hayom, that means the very, just the saying of the words of Kiddush, Devarim ba'alma, that's min haTorah. Aval ha'yayin lo havi ala midrabanan. But the additional requirement of saying ala kol shel yayin, that's only midrabanan. Then Tosfos has a somewhat of a complicated raya from Maseches Nozer, which is really not learning Maseches Nozer right now. It depends on a girus of Maseches Nozer to try to prove that their premise is correct. And then in the end, Tosfos backs out a little bit. We just skip down a few lines in the Tosfos to the second line from the bottom. To the middle of the line, the own matzidul ameima the kiddush ala yayin dvar Torah, but had the yama mevarach tzach sheyitom zel midrabanan. And Tosfos concedes that maybe one can argue that even kiddush ala yayin is d'araisa. Tosfos has to try to prove that from Sukkah. It doesn't say yayin in the chumash. Tosfos tries in different ways to prove that. But Tosfos says maybe that kiddush ala yayin is min haTorah, but the requirement of drinking the wine, that's only midrabanan. Tosfos can't conceive at all that there should be a din midaraisa of actually drinking the wine, the kiddush wine on Shabbos. So again, going to the first day and tells us the whole Yayin is only Midrabanan. Going to the second day and tells us the recitation of the Kiddush Al Yayin is the Araisa. The drinking of the wine is only Midrabanan. It happens to be some Rishonim who seem to say that even the drinking of the wine is the Araisa. So you really have all three possibilities in the Rishonim. How do we assume the Halach and this general Machlokes whether Kiddush Al Yayin is the Araisa? So most of the Poskim assumed like the basic day in Tosfos. Like the first day in Tosfos that, in fact, in the Torah, one can be yotze with words alone. That's what the Magen Avraham paskins. The Magen Avraham and the next of the Maimakomos quotes the Rambam who says the same thing. Kasa the Rambam brechav tes, kiddush hayom de araisa below yayin, v'rabbanan tikru al hayayin, v'chein kasa va toises be sukkah, perkim of lamachas, toises, abba toises, be ma'a toises, and so on. Also, So now comes the Magen Avraham with his Chiddush, that since we probably paskin like the first day in Tosos, like the Rambam, like most of the Rishonim, that in a Torah one can fulfill Kiddush with words alone. So the Nira Li, the Midaraisa, the Kiddush Amma B'Tfilah Sagi, that one could fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah just by davening Ma'ariv. The crux of Zochas Yom HaShabbos. The Torah doesn't say what nusach you have to use. Varei Zochar also. So you lemaisa, but you said by Echul and davening, you said Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yavav Rotz and Shabbos Kachechos, so you were Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. The Kiddush B'Makom Suta Derabanan Tiknu. The whole institution of having Kiddush in the context of a Suda, that's B'Derabanan. Kiddush Alayayin's Derabanan and Makom Suta Derabanan. And then the Magen Avraham goes on further to prove that other Rishonim hold this way. There happens to be a machlekes Rabbein Tam and the Rashbam, whether a person can make Kiddush on bread. So the Rashbam happens to hold that if you don't have wine, you can make Kiddush on bread. Rabbein Tam says, no, you can't make Kiddush on bread. So what do you do if you don't have wine? Says Rabbein Tam. So nothing. So you don't do anything, so you don't make Kiddush. So says the Magen Avraham, v'kasha v'chiyakor mitzvah sesei deraisa. What are you going to tell me the Chacham is going to tell you not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa? The Torah is shrayin chai v'kayim zochas yom shabbos l'kacho. Rabbi Natan says, nope, if you don't have wine, so you don't make Kiddush. So ala kochach d'day b'tfilah. So the answer is that on a level of deraisa, everybody agrees we're yelled to the mitzvah with tefillah, and the whole institution of yayin is only in the derabanan. So you lose out. You don't have yayin, tanish kefelach, so you won't fulfill the mitzvah derabanan of Kiddush. So the Magen Avraham was assuming the halacha like most of the Rishonim, like the first day, and tells like the Rambam, like others who say that Kiddush Daraisa is B'dvarim, and then the Magen Avraham's jump is that therefore tefillah is acceptable. So many Achranim have serious problems with the Magen Avraham, really on two different angles, that even Aniach, that it's true, that one could fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush with words alone, it doesn't necessarily follow that just by davening Ma'ariv, one is really going to be out to this mitzvah. What's the problem? So there is a twofold problem. So the first simple problem, which is not really a Kiddush problem per se, is a general mitzvah problem, it's the Shalav Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. That usually you have to have kavanah before you do a mitzvah. So here, when a person davens ma'ariv on Friday night, that's having kavanah to be yotzei kiddush. He never heard of this Magen Avraham. He never heard this Rambam, this Tosfos. So he thinks that he's davening ma'ariv and he's going to go home in 20 minutes and he's going to make kiddush. So to say that he fulfilled the mitzvah derais of kiddush by davening ma'ariv is a little bit of a stretch. But after the mitzvah sichas kavanah, which the Shulchan Aruch Hanukos Kriyash Mapaskin, that we assume at least misafek, maybe even bevadai, that mitzvah sichas kavanah. But an even more serious problem, the Acharonim raise, both the Mishneh Berurah raises this problem, and the Menachas Chinuch raises this problem, is based on a Gemara Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara, the next in the Mamakomus, tells us, Amar Vacha by Yaakov, Pesach Sheyazki Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom, that a person is required to mention the Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush itself. That part of the Nusach of Kiddush on the level of Deraisa has to have some mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, Ksiv Hocha, Leman Tizgos Yom, that just as the word Zechira has the connotation of Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too, in order to fulfill Kiddush Min HaTorah, so you have to mention some aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. So now the Minchas Chinuch and the Mishneh Berurah have the Magen Avraham in a bind. Because if you look at a davening on a regular Friday night, so there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush part of the davening. It means in the Bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos, so there's no mention whatsoever of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what did the Magen Avraham mean? So when the Mishneh Berurah starts to pilfer, well, maybe you said Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kriya Shema 10 minutes ago, and that's the star after the Mekadosh HaShabbos, so the Mishneh Berurah himself says it's very dochuk. So what do you do with the Magen Avraham? So the Mishneh Berurah says, well, maybe the Magen Avraham held this Gemara is only Midrabanan. The Mishneh Berurah says also dochik. The Gemara quotes a pasuk as a gzeira shav. It sounds like the Gemara really means it seriously. So at the end of the day, the Mishneh Berurah writes that in fact the Magen Avraham is very shver. It's a very, very difficult Magen Avraham. The pasuk pshat is that even if the Magen Avraham is right, that you could be yod to the mitzvah of Kiddush with Dvar B'Yama, even if Tosfos is right and the Rambam is right, that you don't need Jayin, you don't need Kiddush Machom Sud on a level of Deraisa, but you're lacking a basic component. The basic component is that aspect of Zechiris Setzias Mitzrayim. So these are the two objections that the many later Acharonim have against the Pesach of the Magen Avraham that can be yelti with tefillah. Objection number one is that it's a problem of mitzvah sichas kavanah. Objection number two, that it's a problem of lacking yetzias mitzrayim. So it comes out interesting that for most Friday nights, we don't really need this Magen Avraham. So whether the Magen Avraham is right, the Magen Avraham is not right, doesn't really make much of a difference. We're all going to make Kiddush anyway in 20 minutes. But the question becomes, what about on this particular Friday night, where hopefully everyone should be well, and no one should have to eat, no one should have to come to the second half of the Shaila. So we want to know, we have a mitzvah d'arais of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Akacho screaming at us this coming Friday night. So obviously a healthy person is not going to fulfill this mitzvah ala kosher yayin. So the question is, okay, but if you hold that Kiddush a Kiddush Minat Torah requires Yayin, and you have to drink the wine Minat Torah. So then it's obvious that the Torah didn't give this mitzvah when Yom Kippur Shechalios V'Shabbos. But the way Ruba the Rishonim held, the Magen Avraham was Machria, that on a level of the Araisa, the Torah's definition of Kiddush has nothing to do with wine, nothing to do with Bar Pei Gafen, nothing to do with Suda. The Torah's definition of Kiddush, Zachos Yom Shabbos V'Kashav, the Aseret Sedibris means, comes Friday night, you're supposed to say some kind of words of Kiddushus HaShabbos. So then how are you going to pull that stunt off this Friday night? So the answer is here, we could try to salvage this the Magen Avraham. That perhaps the Magen Avraham, even though we reject the Magen Avraham on a regular Friday night, maybe this particular Friday night we could save ourselves based on the Magen Avraham. Why? So what were the two objections? So the major objection in terms of lacking in Tzias Mitzrayim, so we happen to luck out. Because even though Ein Nusach HaTfilah for Shabbos on a regular Friday night does not mention Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim, the one time Rishonim had the word Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. We have Zeich L'Maisa Bereishis in our Friday night, but the Rashbam seems to have had Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. So Ein Nusach is, nobody says Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim on Friday night, but on Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos, we all say Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim, because in the Bracha Matitin Lanu, Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava, so every Yom Tov ends with the word Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim, so Yom Kippur is no different. So this coming Friday night, when we say those magic words, Batitul on Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava, as Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, as Yom HaKippur Mazeh, Mikra Kodeh, Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. So guess what? So we may be chapping the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush according to the position of the Magen Avraham. Now the question becomes, there was another objection that the Poskim had to the Magen Avraham, and that was the issue of what do you do with the issue of Kavanah? So first of all, it's not even 100% sure that we pass the mitzvah sichus kavana. I mean, we try to follow the position of mitzvah sichus kavana, but maybe one could argue that this is also considered to be having kavana. Why? The poskim have a klal in duchus mitzvah sichus kavana. Person doesn't have to be such a zal lamdan to know exactly what aspect of the mitzvah. You don't need a sheer klali before every single mitzvah in order to have the proper kavana. The Mishnah Berurah says, a guy has kavana lotseis. He has kavana whatever. His kavanah is whatever the Mishnah Berurah tells him to have kavanah. He's having adasta, Mishnah Berurah, adasta, whatever the Rebbe Shalom wants him to have in mind, that's what he's having in mind. That's also good enough for mitzvah shichus kavanah. The chisar and mitzvah shichus kavanah means that if a person is hearing shofar and he's doing it because he doesn't want the mitzvah, he's doing it because he likes the sound, that's a chisar and mitzvah shichus kavanah. Or the guy who's eating the matzah because he likes the taste, not to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. But if a guy's coming to shul on this Friday night and he's opening up his matzah and he's davening, so he doesn't know that he's doing the particular mitzvah of Kiddush, but he's having in mind to daven ma'ariv, he's having in mind to do whatever the halacha requires of him. So one could argue maybe that's also considered to be a fulfillment of mitzvah sichas kavana. Maybe one could argue not that way. Maybe one could argue that if a guy mamish has no clue, he never heard the shir, he has no idea that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush derais, he thinks that this Friday night is not going to know Kiddush. So maybe that's not considered to be the proper kavanah. So there are different minhagim in different places how to solve this problem. So there are some places that they make achraza, they make an announcement this Friday night before you start ma'ariv. So they make an official announcement. Everyone should have in mind when they're davening ma'ariv this Friday night that they should fulfill the mitzvah deraita of Kiddush following this Pesach and the Magen Avraham. And again, this is the only time when we have no qualms of Yetzias Mitzrayim because we have happy Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned in there. And there are other places that don't. When they make that announcement there, anyone remembers? It hasn't been Yom Kippur Chalas B'Shabbos ready for quite a few years. A good 6-7 years ago was the last one. So I don't remember. All I do remember is that when I was single, so I used to daven many years for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in Yeshivas Tells in Riverdale. So right near where my parents live. So one year Yom Kippur Chalas B'Shabbos, there was a big sign on the door of the Beis Medrash. You couldn't miss it when you walk in, when they had all the zmanim for all the tefillos in Yom Kippur. The big sign was, everyone is mechuyev to have in mind, let's say, see, they mitzvah, they're rice of Zochus and Shabbos and Kashmir, they daven ma'ariv this Friday night. So that's where they held. The only problem is that 2-3 years later, there was also Yom Kippur Shechas and Shabbos, so the sign wasn't there. So I was trying to figure out, was it a lumdus? I remember standing there that Friday night, trying to figure out, the Yaldusa Makasava, the Knusa Makasava, was it intentional that they changed the psak, that you don't really need kavanah? What probably happened is probably someone ripped down the sign and fell down. No one realized the sign was down. So I'm not sure what the official psak is. Again, there are some places where they do make a point of this, and those places that don't make a point of it. So it's understood that a person's having kavana, that kavana, quasi general kavana, lot says is good enough. But this Magen Avraham will be very, very helpful this Friday night. But perhaps the more fascinating shaila that the post can deal with is this particular Yom Kippur, what if you have an individual, Zechola Sheyesh Basakana? So, no, they're going to be eating. Let's say you have an individual who's going to be eating a regular meal. So you have different opinions in the poskim as to when do you have to eat Fachas the Mashiach and when not. So let's say you have an individual, he's going to be eating regular, normal food on the Shabbos. So the question is, on the one hand, it's Yom Kippur, on the other hand, it's Shabbos. Maybe we should say that just as like a regular Shabbos, you're not supposed to eat before you make Kiddush. So maybe this person should get up and should make a regular Kiddush this Friday night. A person's going to have to eat Friday night. A person's going to have to eat Shabbos by day. So before they eat, they should have to make Kiddush. So the idea, as strange as it sounds, is not that foreign, because we find the Rambam already quotes a similar type of idea of a V'chola eats on Yom Kippur. So if he ends up washing and benching, so he has to bench, so he should say Yalav Yavol, because the Ma'isa is Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippurim. So we follow that. So maybe one could argue that when Yom Kippur Shecheres for Shabbos, we should insist on the person making Kiddush as well. So Rabbi Kivega raises that that possibility. So the Or Sameach has a fascinating hesber why he thinks that that's not correct. But the Yesod of the Or Sameach really goes way beyond the particular issue of Kiddush per se. It really touches on the very essence of a Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. So there's really a fundamental lomda shashayla when you have a Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. So what's Pshah? What's the nature of the Kedushas Hayom? Do you say that it's two distinct Kedushas Hayom? So it happens to be Shabbos, and it happens to also be Yom Kippur. And lo and behold, you have two Kedushas that happen to fall out on the same day in the calendar. Or do you say no? You say that perhaps when you have this like a hybrid type of a Kedusha, when you have two different Kedushas Hayom, so they merge together, they fuse together, and there's a new Kedushas Hayom. They've created a new entity. The new entity is called Kedushas Yom Kippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos. It's a new thing. It's not Yom Kippur and it's not Shabbos. It's called Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. So why in the world should anybody say such a mechudish thing that the two Kedushas combine together to create a new Kedushas Hayom? So the Or Sameach claims that there's a marker for this in the Gemara itself. So the Gemara in the last of the Mar Mekomos, the Masech Ezvachim and Avtzadi, so the Gemara raises the following shaila. The name of the parak in the end of Zvachim is Kol HaTodim. The famous klal of Todim v'she'eno Todim Todim Kodem. So the original klal, that klal appears in Mishnayos in the realm of Karbonos. And you have two Karbonos. One is a normal carbon to bring and one is not as normal. So then you bring the more regular carbon first. So the Gemara has another klal there also that Kol HaMakudish Mechavero Karm Lechavero. If you have two Karbonos, one is a higher level of Kedusha than the other, so then you bring the more Kaddish one first. Let's say some karbanos are kachim kachim, some are kachim kalim, or chatos and ola, different klalim in halacha. What's considered to be more mekudesh? So the klal is kolam mekudesh mechavero, kolam mechavero. So comes the Gemara and asks the obvious question. Sometimes you can have a clash between these two klalim. You can have two karbanos in front of you. One is a tadir and the other is a mekudesh. The question is which of these two klalim wins out. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ibarlu tadir and mekudesh ezemem kodem. Which one takes over?" It says the Gemara, Tadir Kodem Mishum the Tadir. So should we say that Tadir has that mile of Tadir? Or the Makudish Kodem the Kodesh? So bottom line is, which klal is more important? So the Gemara tries to bring the following raya. Toshma, Tmidin Kodemin Lemusafim. When you have some regular Shabbos, regular Rosh Chodesh, you're going to bring a carbon Tamid and a carbon Musaf. So we know that the klal is that you bring the carbon Tamid before the carbon Musaf. So says the Gemara, Apa Gavdi Musafim Kedishi, that a carbon Musaf is considered to be a higher level of Kedusha than a carbon tamid. A carbon tamid is one animal, a carbon musaf is more animals, there's some of the carbon musaf have a chatas in them also, so there's a certain aspect of kedusha that a carbon musaf has that a carbon tamid doesn't have. So comes the Gemara and says, if we know the fact is that you bring the carbon tamid before the carbon musaf, so isn't that a classic example of this clash, that the carbon tamid has that aspect of tadir, where the carbon musaf has the aspect of makudash, and afal pichein, the mishnah says the favorish that you bring the carbon tamid first. So doesn't that prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that tadir is more important than makudash? So comes the Gemara and says no, that atu shabbos the musaf and ahani with tmidin lo ahani, that even though it's true that if you take a look at a carbon musaf and compare it to a carbon tamid, so a carbon musaf is on a higher level of kedusha. But that means as follows. That means if you have a carbon musaf of Shabbos going up against the carbon tamid of Tuesday, so that would mean the carbon musaf is more kedusha. But whenever you have a carbon tamid of Shabbos, so the carbon tamid of Shabbos is also nitzpas b'kedusha Shabbos. When the kedusha Shabbos comes in and is mechayev more karbanos, Shabbos comes, you have to bring a carbon musaf in addition to the carbon tamid. So you don't say that the carbon tamid, that's just a regular, that's like a weekday carbon. It happens to be Saturday today, but it's just a regular weekday carbon tamid. No, it's not true. that whenever Shabbos comes, so Shabbos elevates the Korban Tamid to have the status of a Shabbos Dikka Korban. So since it has the status of a Shabbos Dikka Korban, it also has the element of Kedusha to it. So now comes the Gemara and concludes that when you have a Korban Tamid and a Korban Busov, so it's not a clash of Tadir versus Mekudesh. They're both Mekudesh. They're both on the same level of Kedusha. And the only thing that the Korban Tamid has over the Korban Busov is Tadir. So now you have a Tadir against the nothing. So then, of course, Tadir Vashenu Tadir Tadir Korban. So the Gemara says, you said that Korban, that Shabbos transforms not only the Korbanos of Shabbos per se, but it transforms even the Korbanos, so the weekday part of Shabbos, even the Korbanos Chol are also transformed. So it comes to Gemara and goes one step further. Toshma, Musfei Shabbos Kodmin L'Musfei Rosh Chodesh. When Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, so you bring the Korban Musaf of Shabbos first. So the Gemara's assumption is a very strange assumption, but the Gemara assumes that in the hierarchy of Kedusha, what's a higher level of Kedusha? A Shabbos Tikka Musaf or a Rosh Chodesh Tikka Musaf? So if you ask me, I would say, Shabbos, what can you compare the two? So the Gemara says, now, even though in terms of Kedushas Hayom, in terms of Yisra Malacha, obviously Shabbos is more Kaddish than Rosh Chodesh, but in terms of Bichlus Karbanos, so Rosh Chodesh is on a higher level of Kedusha. Why is that? So Rashi and Gemara says, because the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh has something that the Korban Shabbos does not have, and that's the Soil Lechatas. So Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim, there's a whole series of things, the Parm, the Elam, and the Kvalsim, and in addition to all those Olos, there's also a Soil Lechatas, whereas the Shabbos, the Musaf is a very plain, simple Musaf, to Shnei Kvalsim, there's no chatas whatsoever. So the Gemara is working with this assumption that the Rosh Chodesh Tikka Korban is more Kadosh than the Shabbos Tikka Korban. So now this is a classic example of a clash between Tadir and Mekudosh. Because Shabbos is more Tadir, but Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudosh. And still the Mishnah says that you bring the Shabbos first. So comes the Gemara and says, no, it's not a Raya. Because Atu Rosh Chodesh L'Musafin D'Deyahani, L'Musfei Shabbos Lo'ahani, that when the Halacha says that you have a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh together, so now comes Kedushas Rosh Chodesh and affects Kabbalas of Rosh Chodesh. It elevates the Kabbalas of Rosh Chodesh on a high level, so it doesn't just elevate the Rosh Chodesh Tikkun Musaf, but it transforms the Shabbos Tikkun Musaf also. When you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so it's not a regular Korban Shabbos anymore, it's called the Rosh Chodesh Tikkun Musaf, even though the reason why you're bringing the Shnei Kvasim have zero to do with Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't matter. But whenever you have a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh on the same day, so Rosh Chodesh takes over and Rosh Chodesh transforms everything to Kedushas, Shabbos / Rosh Chodesh. So now comes the Gemara and says another Raya. Toshma, Musfei Rosh Chodesh come in the Musfei Rosh Hashanah last week. So of course you have to bring two different Musaf, and that's why in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, you have to say yes Musfei Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. So folks can say if you say yes Musaf, that's Mamash Ruch. Because normally you only say Musfei when it's a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together. Like Yom Kippur, we're going to say Musfei Yom HaKippur HaZeh. But on regular Yom Kippur, you say Es Musaf Yom HaKippur HaZeh. There's only one Musaf. But on Rosh Hashanah, you always say Musfei, because Rosh Hashanah always has that additional Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So comes the Gemara and says, Toshma Musfei Rosh Chodesh, Kodmin LeMusfei Rosh Hashanah. So, because every Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, interesting, this past, first day of Rosh Hashanah, we're in the middle of eating lunch, so all of a sudden my daughter, 7 years old, so she screamed out, Abba, I forgot to say halal today. So she got all flustered. I said, no, don't worry, we don't say halal in Rosh Hashanah. So she said to me, she said, but forget about Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Chodesh, don't you have to say halal because I was so impressed with the Lomdash Hashanah. So I explained, Sefer Chaim, Sefer Meis, it didn't go over too well. So I tried to tone it down a little bit for a 7-year-old. But anyway, so she's mechavin to this kasha. So the Gemara says that every Rosh Hashanah, so has Rosh Chodesh do it also, and you're bringing both Karbanos, but the Rosh Hashanah Karbanos are more Chashem, are more Mekudesh than the Rosh Chodesh Karbanos. So how come the din is that you bring the Korban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh first? Isn't that a Raya that Tadir beats out Mekudesh? So the Gemara says, Afagad Rosh Hashanah Kitcha. What says, no, Atu Rosh Hashanah L'Musfei Dideyahane, L'Musfei Rosh Chodesh Lohane. The same story as we said before. The same way Shabbos transforms the Korban Tamid to be a Shabbos Dikka Korban. Rosh Chodesh transforms Shabbos to make it into a Rosh Chodesh Dikka Korban. Rosh Hashanah transforms Rosh Chodesh to make it into a Rosh Hashanah Dikka Korban. So comes the Yosemech and says, what do you see from this whole thing? It's not just Gemara just playing around with these terms that it's also Shabbos, it's also Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rosh Chodesh. No, the Gemara means a very basic concept in Kedushas Hayom, says the Yosemech. What the Gemara really means to say, and this whole Yisod is that whenever you have a combination of Kedushas, whether it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, whether it's Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, or for our purposes, whether it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos, So whenever you have two kedushas together, so you don't view them anymore as being two distinct kedushas, but rather the kedusha fuses, it becomes one. It's called the new kedushas ayam, the new chal Hashem. The new chal Hashem is called Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Whatever the name of the kedusha is, we no longer view it as two distinct kedushas. It's not based on this or Sanech, really based on the Gemara. Mamar says this. That I think I may mention this another time here. I thought it's a little bit strange that the minhag that a lot of the chazanim do, it's always a sign of a good bal tefillah to be able to pull off the stunt when you have a yontif shechelas b'shabbos. So when they get to the Shabbos part of the davening of Yom Shabbos Nechvasim, so they always switch back to the Shabbos nusach, and then when they get to the yontif part of v'chamishas Yom Macholos, so they switch back to yontif, and then when they get to Yisbechul Machuscha, they go back to Shabbos, and they get a little kelim v'seinu to get back to yontif. So always that's always a show off for about three. If I would try to do that, I would be tired. I wouldn't get past the first note. Everyone gets tamish, but a good bal tefillah is able to do that. So I always thought that al pi halacha it's a little bit strange. It's a cute minhag, but al pi halacha it's a little bit strange because it seems to fly in the face of this Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is that whenever you have a yontif and Shabbos together, they're not distinct kavanas anymore. They're all yontif tikkun kavanas. So the whole point of the minhag is to show this is the Shabbos korban and that's the yontif korban, and the two have nothing to do with each other. It's not true. It's so one kedushas hayom. So what? No, Lamai said the Metzias Advarim is the two different Musafim. They are two different sets of Musafim. Let's say Liyot Tzu, you only have animals for once, you would still be out to the Mitzvah of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, even though you wouldn't be out to the Mitzvah of Musaf of Shabbos. So, I don't know, I'm not telling all the Chazal to change their minhag. I said this over in my shul once, so then Taka the next Shabbos, the next Yom Chalos for Shabbos, I talked about Tefillah, who in the past had always done it, the Noah the Ray, everyone else does it, so he switched the Dafka to be Yotze when I said the Shia. I didn't mean that everyone started changing their Nuscha Tefillah, but I thought that Pialach, it's more correct just to daven the same Nuscha, that's the same nigga you use for Yom, to use for the Shabbos Pesukim also. But anyway, getting back to the story, so comes Yosef Mech and says, this idea that when you have a combination of Kedushas Hayom, or when you have a Kedushas Hayom plus a Yom Chol, so the Kedushas Hayom takes over all aspects of that of the Karbanas Hayom. So this could also be helpful in another aspect in terms of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. There's a din that the Kohen Gadol is required to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. If non-Kohen Gadol does the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Avodas is possible. And the Mishnah says in Maseches Yuma that not only does the Kohen Gadol have to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, but the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avoda of the rest of the Avoda as well, the Korban Tumid and the Hadlachas HaMenorah and the Akhtaras HaKhtaras, the whole thing from beginning to end has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. That's why. Oh, so that's a shayla. That's machlekes Rishonim. Is that din a din derais or din derabanan? So some Rishonim say that only yichumim midrabanan. It's min haTorah. The only din that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avoda, that's only the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say that even the rest of the Avoda must be done by the Kohen Gadol as well, even on the level of deraisa. So why should that be so? The Rishonim will say that midaraisa you really don't need it. They're right, because how do you know that you need the Kohen Gadol? So the Pasuk says in Parshas Zachari Mos that all of these mitzvahs that I just gave you, the Sar Mishtaleach and the Sar Bifnim and the Par and the Oilus, everything has to be done. It says at the end of the Parsha, everything has to be done Ide Aaron HaKohen or Ide Banav Yimshach Abdo Acharav Luboshes HaBegadim, whoever takes over after the Kohen Gadol. So if the Pesukim which are requiring Kohen Gadol are only said in the context of Parshas Zachari Mos, the fact that I'm also bringing Karbon as a Karbon Tabit, let's say, well, let's say this year, Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos on the Beis Hamikdash, the Korban Musaf of Shabbos has to be brought by the Kohen Gadol. Like the Hechat HaYisrael, why in the Torah is that true? So it sounds like the other Rishonim are more correct. So according to the Yosef Mech Tisel, no, it makes a lot of sense. According to the Yosef Mech Tisel, based on this Gemara, once you have a Yom Kippur here, so you don't say anymore these are Shabbos Dikah Karbonos. Oh, this is only a Karbon Tamid of a Chol. This is only a regular Saturday's Karbon. This has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It's not true. That just as the Kedushas Yom HaKippurim is chal on the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, so that same din of Kedushas Yom HaKippurim is chal on everything that's done in the Beis HaMikdash that day, and that's a Svar Deraisa, and that requires the Kohen Gadol mid Deraisa to do everything. That's in fact why it's based on that din that the Kohen Gadol does everything in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur, either mid Deraisa, mid Rabbanon, that the Baal HaMor had his serious problems. I think we may have mentioned this in the past. The Baal HaMor writes at the beginning of Maseches Yuma that all the machzorim are wrong, all the piyutim, in the days of the Gaonim, Rishonim, so many people wrote different poems describing the Avodas Hayom. So we have the famous ones that we have left in our nusach, the Amitz Koach, those are the nusach Sfarat Tokonanta. So the Baal HaMor says that all the piyutim that were written were all wrong. Why are they all wrong? Because they all speak about the payosos. They all speak about the drawing of the lot, the going around counting the fingers to see which coin would do the different avodos on that day. So there's $7 more. There were no payosos on Yom Kippur. Everything was done by the Kohen Gadol. So what are they drawing lots for? So the Ramban tries to explain away why the Paitanim weren't wrong. Why, even though everything had to be done by the Kohen Gadol, but there are a few things that could still be done by non-Kohen Gadol. He tries to explain what the klal is. But everybody agrees that either midrash or midrabanan, a lot of things which were not really Yom Kippur oriented, the Korban Tamid and the Ketores and the Menorah and the Korban Muslim Shabbos, there were a lot of non-Yom Kippur things that were insisting that the Kohen Gadol do, and the Rishonim who said that's even in the Torah. So l'chor, the only way to explain that is based on this yisod of the Or Sameach. So this idea of the Or Sameach is clearly true in the realm of Korbanos, but now the Or Sameach makes the jump. And now he says that just as in the realm of Korbanos, we say it's called the New Kedushas Hayom, called Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos. It's no longer Shabbos L'chud and Yom Kippur L'chud. So he says he thinks that Lagabi, the mitzvah of Kiddush, that's also going to be true. That we've been working with an assumption that it's Shabbos, so you gotta get a Kiddush in there. So the guy's eating, so he better pick up his cup of wine and make his Kiddush. So says the Or Sameach, that would be true. Shabbos would be a distinct, separate entity. So Shabbos is Mechayiv in Kiddush. It's Mechayiv in the Reis, Mechayiv in the Rabbanon, Alayayin, Kiddush, Bacham Zul, whatever the Chiyum of Shabbos is. So if it's Taka Shabbos today, so then you have to make Kiddush today. But says the Or Sameach, it's not Shabbos. This Saturday is not Shabbos. This Saturday is called Yom Kippurim Shechalas. The Shabbos is called the Kedushas Yom Kippur slash Shabbos. So whenever you have this new Harbi Kedusha, so this new Harbi Kedusha is not Mechayiv in Kiddush. That only Shabbos is Mechayiv in Kiddush, but Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos is not Mechayiv in Kiddush. So says the Or Sameach, just as in Uchus Kabbalos you have such a Svara, so you can have that Svara in terms of Uchus Kiddush as well. That was why the Or Sameach claimed that if you have a Chola, Sheyesh Pasakon, he should not be making Kiddush this Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega was noted that he should be, and the Or Sameach thought that he doesn't. I think that the Olam doesn't. Anyone ever heard of anybody mamish making a Kiddush on Yom Kippur before they eat? You know, do this on the Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos. I think that the Olam is knowing whether the Lumbus is right or not. I think that the Olam is knowing not to make such a Kiddush. This idea that the significance when you have Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos. So, I mean, according to Rabbi Kiveger, if you're going to eat pachos mikashia, so it's hard to believe we're going to tell a guy to drink a shia. He's going to make kiddush and tell him to drink more lugma if he doesn't have to because of his health. But some even Rabbi Kiveger wouldn't say that. It's a shot of nissa kares. So the stomach, Rabbi Kiveger only meant someone who's mamash such a chola that they have to drink it normally. What? So this idea that you have a real connection this year of Yom Kippur, Kedushas Yom Kippur and Kedushas Shabbos. So I think just a little bit api machshav, a little bit api drush, that this idea that there's a connection between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, so you don't have to even run to Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shabbos to see this connection. You see this connection from the Haftorah. That it's a very strange Haftorah that we say in the morning for Yom Kippur, that the theme of the Haftarah is clearly what is the correct observance of a Tanis Tzibur and what is an incorrect observance of a Tanis Tzibur. So the Pesukim in Yeshayo contrast the person who's Halachov Kagman Rosho, that all he does is he davens and he shuckles, but he doesn't really do tshuva. That means he doesn't give to the aniyim, he doesn't help people out, he's not a good mechesed. All he does is observe the in a sense, the menon lemokom part of a Tanis. So the Pasuk says, Lama Tzamnav Lori Yisei Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like those tzomos. What kind of tzom does the Kadosh Baruch Hu like? Halozos tzom ev chareya patech atzubos resha. That means a person who works on his benon lechaveiro as part of a yom tzom. So that's the type of tzom that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have. That's the theme of the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. So it fits in very nice. It's very appropriate, of course, for Yom Kippur morning. But then the last couple of psukim really kind of stick out. It has nothing to do with the previous theme. All of a sudden, the psukim describe that how you're supposed to observe Shabbos. Im tashuv mishabbos reglecha, says chavetz sechem b'mi. You shouldn't talk about business on Shabbos, and you shouldn't walk like you walk during the week, and you shouldn't talk like you talk, and the kerasl Shabbos einig, you should be chillin', and everything that works. And that's it. Kippur Hashem Dibur. So it's a beautiful thing. I'm all for all of the above. But what's the Hemshech HaDvarim? What in the world does the Shemir Shabbos have to do with the appropriate type of etzom, that etzom is supposed to be dafka and enhanced with a bit on the chavero? And the truth is, it's not only these psukim that have this connection between the proper etzom and the Shemir Shabbos. You find it on the Aftar for every Tainis Tibor. There's Dir Shoshem B'Motzo, So is Yazav Rosh Hadak, Rishav Machshavosav, you get the impression that the Navi is coming down hard on Gadam Machavero. Shimu Mishpa Gasu Tzedakah, that's clearly the theme of those psukim in Haftarah for every time it's Tzibur. And then all of a sudden we start talking about the Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos Bichalo, Shomer Yadav Echaz Karas, and Shomer Shabbos get shtupped into the Haftarah also of a regular time of Tzibur. It needs a little bit of a beer. What is it about Shomer Shabbos? What aspect of Shomer Shabbos is there that somehow enhances the concept of a Yom Tov? So I think that the point that the Navi is trying to get across is as follows, that the Psukim are describing, a person who doesn't take care of those who are downtrodden, those who are lowly, those who are upset, those who are having problems. So that's what the Navi Yishayahu is telling us, that you have to halozot somev chareyu. So why is it there? How can you have this idea that, in effect, what the Navi is addressing is the idea of a class system? If some people who made it, and some people Nebuchadnezzar didn't make it. So where does that idea come from? The fact that a person thinks that somehow that they're better than somebody else. When a person is more matzliach in Olam Hazeh, so they feel that they're better, so they don't have to be metafel on those who are less matzliach. So the chara, that the absolute contradiction to that is Shmir Shabbos. That means the basic idea being that the koyach of Yetzer Yadi, that if a person feels that they're the ones who are matzliach, they're the ones who did everything, they're the ones who are kolon b'shas, they're the baal hapos in the world, so if I was matzliach and the other guy wasn't matzliach, so it shows that it's not his fault that he wasn't matzliach, so mehechatesei, that I have to help him out. So comes the Navi Shrei Chai V'Kayim and says, you want to know what's the greatest mechayev of being metapel in the aniyim and helping those out who are less fortunate? So the greatest mechayev is Shmir Shabbos, that Shmir Shabbos was the ice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Bar Shemayim V'Aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the Shatz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBos, go Kilo Yechta Lev Yom Yekev V'Aretz, the fact that there are some people who are less fortunate, so it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately the one who's making those decisions, so the fact that you happen to be in this world, you happen to be on top and somebody else is on the bottom, that has nothing to do with you, that has nothing to do with him, that's whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Cheshbonos are all about. So comes the Navi and says that the greatest tochach, the greatest musa that you can give Klal Yisrael and say, the greatest chizuk in a sense, you can tell them, you want to know how to observe a tzom, so just go back to Shabbos. If you go back to Shmir Shabbos, if you really understand Shmir Shabbos, and you understand that Shmir Shabbos is a declaration that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBos in this world, so then by definition that's going to enhance your tzom. So it's daf to the Shmir Shabbos that's going to be the malamed, that's going to teach us, going to be the Meir Derech, to teach us how to be the Halozo Tzom of Chareyah. So you have a unique opportunity when you have once in every couple of years in Yom Kippur Shechalias to Shabbos. So even though the regular message of Shabbos, so we're not going to be focusing on, we're not going to sing Zmiris to Shabbos. Most people are not going to say a Kabbalah Shabbos. We're not going to have a Kiddush. We're not going to have a Suda Shabbos. We're not going to have the regular message of Shabbos. But Afal B'chein, every time when we mention it so many times in a davening, the fact that it happens to also be Shabbos, so every time when those words of Shabbos come to us, so maybe to think that extra, this Shabbos should be dedicated towards that aspect of Shemir Shabbos, that the Shemir Shabbos that will ultimately enhance our B'dalam L'Chaveru as well, and hopefully through that Dchus of our understanding the principles of Shemir Shabbos, so that should assist us to reach that point of Alot Tzom, Zet Tzom of Chareyu. Wish everyone a Gemach from the Teva. Hopefully after Yontif, hopefully we'll continue.
There's no shiur the next 2 weeks.